It's football season, which means tailgates, and then the game. But before fans even get to the stadium, they need to figure out where to park, which can be dreadful. There have been several mobile apps developed around the country to help drivers find parking. WBHM's Janae Pierre looks at one new mobile app here in Alabama meant to take some of the pain out of parking.
If you've ever tried to find parking before a game, you know it can be stressful. But Hunter Strickler says it doesn't have to be. He's the CEO of Clutch, a new app developed in Birmingham that helps fans find parking.
We're simply the marketplace that takes the existing market and modernizes it. So the seller will set their own price, and then the buyers will be able to shop around for the best price and value for the parking spaces they need.
Here's the way it works. You open the app, select the football game you're attending, and it'll show you a list of available spots within a 2-mile radius of the stadium. Those spots cost anywhere from $5 to $75, depending on the size of your car and how close you are to the stadium.
You're just really a couple of taps away from putting in your credit card information and reserving a spot.
The app's set to officially launch this weekend for Alabama's first home game against Arkansas State. Developers tested the Clutch app recently around Regents Field for the Birmingham Barons games. Kimberly Culbreth is a lot attendant nearby on First Avenue South.
It's been really well so far. We've gotten the most response right here at Baker's Row. Most of the games since we've started have sold at least a few spots.
Culbreth charges $10 to park at her lot. She says as a seller, using the app is easy because it expedites the transaction. There's no fumbling around for cash, and attendants know who to expect instead of having to flag people down.
They just are able to pull straight in, go straight to their spot, and go enjoy the game.
Of course, this convenience isn't free. Clutch takes a fee from both the lot owner and the driver. It's a sliding scale based on the spot's listing price. On a $30 spot, that fee would be $3.75. To Culbreth, it's worth it, but not all lot owners are on board. Roderick Mack owns a grass and gravel lot near Legion Field. He was waving over drivers to park at his lot ahead of the UAB football home opener last week.
Fire up.
He says the app isn't for him.
I would not be interested in it for the simple reason that I don't have the infrastructure set up for that.
He means his lot can only accommodate so many cars, and the number of available spots differs week by week. Sometimes he'll even have vendors with huge trailers or dozens of SUVs.
F-250s or Suburbans, Yukon XL.
Max says Clutch is a good idea, but he'll leave the apps to the millennials.
I'm old-fashioned. I've been doing this since 1990. And I like the idea of thanking people for their business and also refusing people when they have bad attitudes.
And after people have been circling the block over and over looking for a parking spot, Max sees plenty of bad attitudes. He'd rather sell his spots with his charm and a cardboard sign. For WBHM, I'm Janae Pierre.